Sundays night 92 under sunny skies. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 74 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Listen to Healthy House Call, Arizona's most popular live wellness talk radio show, featuring functional and integrative medicine, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM. Sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods. Come visit the real deal.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
The Del Walmsley Show.
We've got to take that 401k apart mentally to get to the point where it's actually going to make some difference. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to solve the problem, because the problem isn't going to be solved simply by doing more of what doesn't work.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Tongue America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian of the Germanic Legions. I am broadcasting from the Phoenix bunker in Wolf's Lair as my powerful message goes far and wide to the Ardennes forests of America and beyond. The country is under attack tonight by an invading army at our southern border. This is no time for games, my countrymen, and this is no drill. I have long warned you that immigration is still the number one issue in America today, for the globalist left wants to bring in millions of people and tens of hundreds of caravans into our land. This is the news that is being held back from you.
Meanwhile, a caravan of migrants is one step closer to the United States after a chaotic confrontation at the Mexico-Guatemala border. Mexican police threw tear gas and smoke canisters to push back the crowd of thousands from the border gates. Some were able to enter Mexico as refugees, and many still remain at the border in Guatemala. The majority of the migrants are from Honduras, fleeing violence and poverty. They're heading for what they believe will be a better life in the U.S., but as Ellen Morrow tells us, crossing that border could be an even bigger challenge.
An arduous march, thousands weaving their way through Central America, their eyes on the American dream. God willing, the U.S. president will let us in, says this woman from Honduras. That is our proposal. But that won't happen. Without any proof, the president described the migrants like this.
Many of those people a percentage, a big, fairly big percentage of those people are criminals and they want to come into our country.
Also without proof, Trump blames the Democrats for the caravan.
We are about law and order and borders and jobs. And they are about allowing crime to enter our country with open borders.
For the president, it's about riling up his base before the midterms, less than 3 weeks away. And he's not alone.
Now, the Democrats taking the House will ensure that this caravan of 4,000 eventually becomes a flow of 4 million.
Fox News, Trump's network of choice, is also stoking fear.
This cannot happen.
The president continues to fearmonger around the issue of immigration.
This isn't stoking fear. This is reality. As the globalists are on the ground in Central America, and they do want to bring up tens of thousands and millions of people. Their words, not mine. Just go on the internet, and it's very easy to find. Throngs of third world people have now been weaponized and threaten our safety and security as a nation. The military needs to be put on our borders like never before to beat back the mongrel Bolshevik third world hordes of people trying to sneak into our country without due process. What is the purpose of having the world's largest and most dangerous and powerful military if we use it all over the world, but never to protect our very own country and border? What good is it then? Think about it. Walls work in Hungary. Walls work in China. Walls work even in Israel. It's time we have one for America. And in a stunning announcement, Mexico's former foreign minister, Jorge Castaneda, said that the Mexican government was willing to counter U.S. President Donald Trump's policy by unleashing criminal drug cartels and their violence upon the U.S. border. Mexico has de facto aligned itself as an enemy of America. They want war with you. They want La Raza to rule. They want Reconquista of the Southwest. They want war on your border. Make no mistake about it.
Die Engländer behaupten, das deutsche Volk habe den Glauben an den Sieg verloren. Ich frage euch, seid ihr entschlossen, dem Führer in der Erkämpfung des Sieges durch Sieg und Sinn und unter Aufnahme auf der schwersten persönlichen Belastungen zu folgen. Zweitens, die Engländer behaupten, das deutsche Volk sei des Kampfes müde.
The heavily financed horde of Central American migrants has overwhelmed the token resistance from the Mexican military and has now advanced north towards the southern U.S. border. Even the Associated Press calls them a growing army, quote-unquote, of migrants as they resume their march toward the United States. Just know that this is a well-financed, well-organized, left-wing political Democrat operation designed and strategically timed to reach the United States border to cause mayhem, chaos, and confusion, and to coincide with the 2018 midterm elections. George Soros is also behind this. The numbers are growing fast, as they have now been joined by their ideological leftist comrades within Mexico and elsewhere. This invasion force is now more than 2 miles long, and those marching towards the United States are no longer facing any resistance whatsoever. They're estimated to be between 15 and 20,000 people and growing. Many gang members are there, many MS-13, and also all kinds of Latino gangs are in this mix of people. They seek war. They seek to overrun the American border. This is very serious business. So tonight, we invoke the 13th Legion once again. That is you, the Roman Legion. We shall defeat them and halt their advance.
Show conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with the Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today. That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Learn to trade like a professional. Get on the right side of the trade every Monday at 3 p.m., Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 6 a.m. The Right Side of the Trade is sponsored by Online Trading Academy, the most trusted name in professional trader education since 1997.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
We're glad you're here tonight, our proud sponsors, the Arizona Gold Exchange, 2535 East Bell Road, North Valley in Phoenix. Give them a call, 602-493-7777. And this is the infamous episode 139 of the legendary show which bears my name, a cult classic with a star date of 10/25/2018. And this is the Central American Migrant Invasion Force at the Border show special tonight.
Saga, let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
My command bunker has advised me that we have Ragnar the Viking calling from the mountains, a very special VIP guest. Let's get Ragnar on the line.
Don!
How you doing, Ragnar? Valhalla!
Valhalla!
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good tonight. I was watching the news, and I'm watching this caravan come toward us, and
yes,
so I got
sir.
A couple questions for you.
You bet. Well, I thought I would give you the Conan the Barbarian entry for your special VIP segment.
Well, I
thought you would
that.
Enjoy that. And what are your questions, sir?
Question.
I have the answers.
Can you see this caravan coming toward us?
Yes, I can see it.
I would think so. You got 14,000 people.
Yes.
All right. So they're coming, I understand, coming toward Texas.
Yes, actually, they are groups have already landed on the Texas border, the Arizona border, and south of San Diego near Tijuana. A large mass is coming up, and there's another one that has launched from Guatemala as of yesterday. Right now, 5,000 people. It's just amazing. And if we let this one in, we're going to have millions come into the states. You know, Ragnar.
Well, I understand, Vaughn. Other question I had was, why do we have to let them in? And before you answer that, let me just tell you that there's, according to my facts, I understand only of these thousands of people who are coming, there's only 100 people that ask for asylum from the state of Mexico. So all of these thousands of people, to me, that claim they're refugees, I think maybe only 100 of them were actually refugees. Those were the ones who asked for asylum in the state of Mexico,
That's right.
The rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, are country shoppers.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all I see. I see a bunch of people who, because if you really were in dire needs, and I think 100 of them were, they ask for asylum as soon as they get in the country. To me, those are the people who actually have, you know, have some needs. The rest of them just want a better place to live in. And look, Vaughn, I don't blame them one little bit for wanting to come here. I mean, heck, our forefathers did exactly the same thing. It was legal at the time, let's put it that way, but I don't blame them all at all. I think that if I were in their shoes, I would be doing exactly the same things. The problem we have here are the folks within this country that think they need to have open borders. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm a life of me trying to figure out, other than the political aspects of giving people a bunch of free stuff and have them vote a certain way, you know, to me, it's just another, it's just a power grab, because these people have been told, here's what you say, here's what you do. Walk to the border or get there any way you can. Drive, get on the beast and, you know, train in as far as you can. But I'm at a loss of trying to figure out our people, our people, because the thoughts to me is not the problem with these folks. I would be doing exactly the same thing these people are doing today.
I agree.
It's the people in this country that I can't understand.
Right. Right.
So my last question is, what's wrong with these people?
Ragnar, I love your point of view. Well, let's start from the beginning. I get it. I'm like you, man. It's like I understand completely why people want to come up here. But my point is that these people are being carted up here. They have, you know, walked allegedly 2,000 miles in a few days. Come on, give me a break here. They're being carted up by train, by truck. They've been given sandwiches, tacos, what have you, on their way up. It's a George Soros Democrat-funded operation. Their ulterior motive is to dump these people in Florida, Texas, California, and Arizona. They want to flip those four states to solid Democrat. Now, California already is blue. They want that royal blue. They want Arizona and Texas and Florida to be completely, utterly flipped. And if they can do that and achieve it with these caravans of people, Ragnar, they'll have a lock on the presidency for the next 1,000 years.
I agree with you, but this is to be the damn, I mean, for power, you're going to risk the sovereignty of this country. I mean, are we a country of laws or not?
They don't care about that. They don't care.
I agree. I'm just wondering, looking around, thinking to myself, you know, there's one way. You know, and it used to be that when you wanted to win something, you earned it. Mm-hmm. You did it on business, or you did it on the sports field. You actually earned it. This is not earned. This is you know, if I were anyone of any stature and I was in government, this wouldn't be the way that I would want to win this fight. And I realize there's people up there who don't care. But I'm wondering. I'm looking back at our folks and say, when did you stop caring about this nation?
In my view, it all happened around the World War II, and from there, it's been a steady slide. It's a controlled demolition, in my view, of America. Controlled. Kind of like what happened to the World Trade Center, you know?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you this. If I were the governor, such as Governor Abbott in the state of Texas, I think I'd have my National Guard at the border and say, no, we're not. We'll have a detention center. And we're going to put it on the Mexico side of the border. Look, Mexico, you know, they're watching these people walk through. They're not even enforcing their own migration or immigration laws right now.
That's right.
They're not even enforcing them. If they were, they would stop them at the border and do the exact same thing with them. They're letting them have a free pass. As far as I'm concerned, they're no partner with us at all in this.
Oh God, no. Mexico is the biggest enemy of the United States. One of them for sure. Other than China but people always think Mexico's our friend. They're not our friend. But we've all been down there at the resorts and whatnot. But the hierarchy, the elite of Mexico, they hate America. And they're in league with Hillary and Barack Obama and the Democrat Party.
And even if you didn't think so, you have to look at this and say, why would a country, I mean, the United States wouldn't allow a caravan to go through our country of nationals. We just wouldn't do it.
Right.
And to allow this to happen, not enforcing their own laws, they have been doing it for a long time. We all know, but this is blatant. This is a blatant political move, and to try to affect the elections coming forward, and not so much in these elections now with this week, and I know people are doing early voting, it's for the 2020. It's set up for 2020.
Absolutely.
And if folks need to say, hey, you need to start putting pressures on your – my plea now, the reason why I'm on the phone with you today, for this one reason, people need to start calling their congressmen and say, you know what, I haven't said anything. I've been the silent majority all this time, but it's time to start saying something, folks. It's time. Last time I was on this call, I said it's time to start a business, and I'm telling you it was the right time to start a business, wasn't it?
That's right.
And I'm telling you, it's time to start calling your congressmen and your Congress representatives and whoever else that you need to contact, local government, and try to take – let's move this needle, because this stuff right here is just absolutely crazy. This power grab, but it's all – it's what it to me is just a power grab.
And I agree,
right. I think it is to flip these states. I think it's the only thing they're trying to do is flip these states. I agree in a worker's some type of work visa program, come into your job and leave – love it. I think it's a great idea. But this idea of trying to change our politics because of this is absolutely ridiculous.
That's right. Anyway. And those people in Mexico, I mean, they really do want to change America from within. They want us to be, you know, more of a brown Hispanic nation. I'll be very blunt about it. That's really what they've said. That's what they want. And they know all those people. Let's be frank here. Most of those people are not Republican. They're going to be all Democrats. Ragnar, hang on for the next segment. Then we'll get Glenn on. We've got a lot of callers on this one. This is a hot, hot topic. And folks, they are coming at our border. MS-13, Latino gangs, lock and load America. I am not kidding. Get ready for anything. I shall return.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
President Trump is casting blame on the media for creating anger while some candidates across the country are trading partisan attacks. GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz says both parties need to call for unity.
We got good people on both sides, and we got bad people on both sides. And I just don't think that the identity of your political party or your conservatism or liberalism is the most important thing about you. And too often in cable news, we make that the case.
Ford has announced a recall for Focused model cars. Bill Michaels has more.
Ford is recalling nearly 1.3 million Focus compact cars in the U.S. because a fuel system problem can cause the engines to stall without warning. The recall covers cars from 2012 through 2018 with 2-liter four-cylinder engines.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, right now Dow futures down 222, NASDAQ's down 113, S&P's down 28. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, for tonight, it'll be clear by low 63. Wrapping up the week Friday, we'll have sunshine at a high of 88. Friday night, it'll be clear by low 63. We'll kick off the weekend Saturday with a sunny day at a high of 90. It'll be clear Saturday night, our low 66. Sunday's high 92 under sunny skies. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 74 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Tune in to Solar Sandy every Monday at 4 p.m., Saturdays at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m., and Sundays 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 6 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. And get all the latest news and information on all of your solar needs.
Get your political fix here on the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show, Saturday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KFNX 1100, the purest, most potent political talk, the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show.
Hi, this is Rob Walter, host of Red Sky Radio, the program where truth trumps political correctness, and we set free those held hostage behind the Iron Curtain of a shamelessly biased media. Join me at 3 p.m. on Wednesdays here on KFNX 1100 a.m. for Red Sky Radio.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do?
I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
The Von Wehhunt Show and our proud sponsors, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Now, you got to call into the show this entire fall to win the gold coins. Every caller gets entered only if you call in to this legendary show. This month is the 1/10th of 1 ounce gold coin, American Gold Eagle. I hope somebody wins that soon. We will announce it next week, of course. Also, we have Ragnar Holding and Glenn and a few others, but please hold on. I hear our weak Roman senators and politicians say on TV all the time in their talking points that we are a nation of laws. Well, if we are, then why are we not enforcing our border laws? The selective enforcement of laws will doom the American Republic to failure. And the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, guarantees that the federal government will protect the states from imminent invasion. And I would tell you guys this in D.C. You better get a grip and do something about this people invasion. For if you do not, we will solve the problem for you our way. How about those apples? Let's get Ragnar the Viking back on the air. Ragnar, are you there?
I am, Vaughn. I am.
Yes, sir. We were talking about the border invasion, and this is very serious. Mexican government, as we left off, has put up only token resistance, Ragnar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's pathetic. It's ridiculous. I don't know how you can have. If I put it this way, if the shoe was on the other foot, how do you think this would be all handled? You think it'd be all the same way, or you think it'd be completely different? My estimation is this country, on the south of us here, is just. I don't think they would allow this to happen in their own country. I just don't think it would at all.
I agree.
And I just think it's just a matter of that. I think you hit it on it. I think we all know it deep down. We feel it. And that is just a power grab from folks that think they can turn these states from red to blue. And it's pathetic. It's actually disheartening that we would be in a state like this in this country without having, and these feelings that the win at any cost versus any sense of nationalism.
That's right. The Democrats are all about trying to win by subterfuge and deceit, Ragnar.
And giving people a lot of free crap is it's pretty powerful aphrodisiac. It really is.
It is. And I've been on the air for 3 years warning about this to the American people, that I read a lot of what these people say, and they're not just talking, they mean what they say. There's a big militant group in California and in the Southwest, La Raza. They have proclaimed for years they want to reconquer the Southwest from Texas to California, and this is one way they're going about it.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the people themselves, as I mentioned to you. It's what they bring with them. They bring a socialistic type of attitude and sense of government with them. It's just not people trying to get a job.
Right.
You know, if that was the case, then, you know, we all would, but it's all the money we have to expend, and it's a socialistic type of tendencies these people come from, and they get it naturally because those are the countries they're coming from.
That's right.
But it's just not a one for one deal here.
That's right. It's not Juan Valdez, your father's Mexican gardener coming over on the burrow to pick lettuce, folks. That guy worked his tail off and went back home to his family in Honduras or Mexico. These are waves of people, like Ragnar said, that are socialistic. They want government handouts. That's what they've been, they have said that time and time again. It's what they want. They are conditioned to want.
The other thing, Vaughn, the other thing is this. So they come here, and you know what? Mexico is one of the, I know Mexico is the second number biggest amount of money they make is from the money's coming from the U.S. into their system.
Yes.
From folks that both work here and live here and send money back home, as well as some bad trade agreement and all that. But the bottom line is we're the number two. Number one is their oil. They make from the oil they have. But number two is the money's coming from this country.
Right.
It just doesn't, I'd stop the flow. I'd stop the flow of people coming in. I'd say get in line like the people are, like people are supposed to do. And I would sit there and have a vetting process in this. Just because you claim political asylum in this case, which we have a precedent to listen to them and then make a judgment upon. But frankly, these people are coached what to say.
That's right.
Someone hadn't told them what to tell them, what to say to get into the, it's like having the magic code. You have the magic, the what you're supposed to say when you get the magic coin or whatever whatever you're trying to give away. The bottom line is they had to be told these things. They had to be coached. They had to be basically groomed for this.
That's right.
This is ridiculous, and people should take a stand at this. If there's nothing else they ever do, they should make a stand and say, this is absolutely wrong. It's not something that's it's going to have implications. This isn't the first wave, but it's not the second wave. This is the 100th wave or 1,000th wave. I'm just telling you, there's going to be another 100,000 waves after this.
I totally agree. Ragnar, thank you so much, sir, as our VIP guest tonight. Appreciate you.
Vaughn, thank you so much. Valhalla.
Valhalla! Thank you, folks. It was Ragnar the Viking calling from his mountain retreat. These so-called migrants say that they're fleeing poverty and violence. That's the latest leftist Democrat catchphrase. Well, they're going to bring poverty and violence to America. These are military-age men with gang-style tattoos saying that they are seeking asylum. They have fake sob stories saying that they can't go back to their country. That's a lot of BS, a lot of Bernie Sanders. They say they have fear of retribution. As they angrily flip off the United States in the recent videos, I've seen many of these. There's lots of films on YouTube and elsewhere on the internet. And the country they seek to invade is the United States. And they know that their caravan is a weaponized invading army. As they march, they wave Honduran flags. If they are so proud of Honduras, then why not just stay there and improve their own country? Why do they feel compelled to come to America and rub our collective noses in their country's flag? Because they are being paid by George Soros and his globalist Democrat forces. That's why. They'll be bringing poverty, low wages, and violence to America. We've already seen the first wave of MS-13 come here. Crime is skyrocketing in some parts of California and Arizona and Texas, and all over the country. Let's get Glenn on. He's been holding for a while. Glenn, are you there tonight?
I'm here, General.
Yes, sir. How are you? What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
May I speak off the record?
Yes. It's just Valhalla. Me and you and nobody else.
Valhalla.
Valhalla, sir. Love that.
Excellent guest.
Yes. Ragnar the Viking's a special VIP guest that calls in once in a while from his mountain retreat. Is true. Well, his name and his whereabouts would be a secret to all.
That's fine with me. I recognized him.
Good.
I must say, when you talk about the Constitution and the articles and the sections regarding this invasion,
yes,
you motivate me, General.
It's in there, and I have warned D.C. We know where that this show is listened to. They definitely tune in to KFNX. I know that for a fact. And our Constitution is what it is. And I've told those guys, look, this is a serious test for Donald Trump. We don't want any harm to come to those people, but we cannot allow them just to walk over the border. I have my own plan that I've already submitted to thwart and halt this. So I'm your battle commander. My plan will work. But Glenn, this is very, very serious. And there's millions of people that are being mobilized right now in Central America. They're chock full of people. And they're all being told to march to America.
This is a political invasion. It's a movement out of the Honduras that's coordinated and financed with Venezuela and Cuba. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. It's a globalist forces. They want to completely invade. Like they have already invaded Europe with the Middle East, right?
Same philosophy, exactly.
Same concept, same battle tactic and strategy, and now they want to attack America. We're too white. We're too European. I'll be blunt. They don't like that. We're too rich. We're a bunch of evil white men, conquerors, Germanic Vikings who have kicked ass for 1,000 years. And they hate that. They detest it. They want to dumb you down. They want to take your wealth. They want to invade your home and tell you that you have to give it to these people who've never worked one day. Give all your money to them. They want to tax you into submission. That's their plan.
Right, and our leadership is not entirely opposed to this notion.
Well, that's why we need Trump for 20, 30 years.
Well, trust me, I'm calling David Schweikert's office, and he has a very responsive staff, I must say. I'm very proud of my congressman.
Yes, sir. We have some callers. Please hold, folks. We'll get to all of you soon. Glenn, your final thoughts to America.
Yes, our response should be military. And then another little idea is tax remittances on money going back below the border.
I agree. Folks, if I was commander, I would have them marching in the opposite direction back to their country with bayonets at their back. And I am not kidding.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
If you're a small business owner, good, sound, objective advice can be critical to your success, but where to find it and at what cost? Hi, I'm Alan Tarr, speaking for Greater Phoenix SCORE, the nonprofit, volunteer-driven organization dedicated to helping small businesses thrive. There are three ways to benefit from SCORE. Each year, we hold over 100 expert workshops at convenient sites around the valley on topics ranging from marketing to finance to operations. Next, you can browse our online resource library at greaterphoenix.score.org. And finally, SCORE's popular free one-to-one mentorship program. Last year, over 2,000 smart business people began SCORE mentor relationships because they know that investing time in their business can pay big dividends now and down the road. To find out more, please visit us at greaterphoenix.score.org. greaterphoenix.score.org. You'll be glad you did.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
These mail bombings all over the country are a big Democrat distraction, folks. Keep your eyes on that border and the invading army. Keep your eyes on the prize. Our enemies will feel our iron fist in their face. The Toxic Masculinity Show is the Von Wehhunt Show, the show that you've been warned about. Let's get Nathan on from Mesa Cove. Nathan, are you there tonight?
Yeah, so, but what's up?
Where's hey, that claymore good.
Did D-Man give you back his your claymore yet?
What, sir?
did D-Man give back your claymore after getting all that coffee on the weekend?
I believe so. I'll find out. D-Man's awesome. We love the D-Man and JD, and we are a powerful triad here at KFNX. He's got a great show on Saturday nights, man. No doubt about it.
So, not only Article 4, Section 4 is an optional. It's shall. It's a federal. It's a constitutional mandate. Second of all, the states themselves have war powers under Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3 of the U.S. Constitution. So, you think your plan's a little extreme? I think I might be allowed to. What I would do is I would treat the U.S. border like Area 51.
Yes.
When's the last time you looked up signage around there? You know what it says?
It says, you enter, you die. We'll shoot your ass.
Exactly.
That's what it should say on our border. That's right.
Yep. You cross the border, boom, you get a nasty firefight, and I'm not talking your popguns. I'm talking 50 BMG, 5.56. If no one crosses, hey, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a couple eggs.
Yes, Nathan, I agree. I have told folks for a while now that we've got to relearn how to pull the trigger in America. We've had 50 years of living good, and we're getting a little soft, and we're being invaded, you know?
Oh, I know.
I'm not kidding.
People who put a rifle in their hand, the right kind, they'll do it. But also, you know, we also want to just march into Mexico. They are an enemy power. You know, it's like, okay, go occupy them and go take their oil fields, their mineral rights and whatnot. And if necessary, here's your options, guys. Back off. For one, you're not only going to owe us money, but two, we're also going to take your resources and we're going to farm them until the war debt that you've cost us over the years after sending your problems El Norte are solved. Or two, you can join the union and you could be constitutionally voted out and new elections take place.
Totally agree.
The 51st state.
Yes. Nathan, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man. We talk a lot on Twitter. He's a great guy. Yes, I would tell this caravan, I would go over their heads. I would tell the Mexican government, you allow them through, you let them get close to our border and they cross or we have a skirmish or whatever. If that happens, we're going all the way in, baby. I'm taking over your country. I'm going to have a brigadier general smoking a cigar in Mexico City, dictating war and peace to your people. We're going to take over your whole country, and you're going to be the buffer zone for our new border, which will be at the Guatemalan border. And I'm not kidding about that. Folks, this is very, very serious. Let's get Matador on. Let's patch him through his East Valley bunker. Matador, what are your thoughts tonight?
Well,
patch him through here if we can. I know he's out there somewhere.
This ain't Amateur Hour. It's one of the most popular shows in the country. Get your thoughts together. Don't call on the show or Von Wehunt's not going to take callers anymore.
God, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great, Von Wehunt. I just want to say, big fake bombs. They've already said not one, not an explosive in there. You know what the joke is? Old Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren saying, I didn't get one. I was the one that ordered them. I want to be on TV on CNN with everybody. Yeah, they're all Biden said, I got two. I'm a great American. I got two. Right. This is the biggest false flag. Some George Soros paid three kids in their mom's basement. They put some stuff there that they're not even bombed.
It's the worst bomb maker in history. The guy can't even explode bombs. Right. Jeez. Yeah,
but old Pocahontas, I can't believe I didn't get one. She's jumping up and down.
It's the latest status symbols I tweeted today in all Democrat circles. Did you get a bomb? Did you get a bomb? And unbelievable.
And then Cuomo says, I got a bomb. I got a bomb. There was a USB chip on with some lawyer stuff. He said, oh, sorry, I didn't get a bomb. Cuomo's calling up. I told you to send me one of those.
Cuomo's pathetic. The left in America, Matador, is so deranged that they are sending themselves fake bombs to try and get votes for the midterm elections.
Maybe Spartacus sent everybody bombs to try to get rid of his Democrat people so he can be the only one running for president. Good Spartacus, our friend.
Well, but I guess the CNN migrant caravan narrative isn't working out, so they had to resort to fake bombs, you know, try and influence the midterm elections.
And I'll tell you what, I'm for one caravan. I want Central and Mexican young women coming in here, just women.
Yes.
CNN. Where's the women we've been promised?
I want to see a female caravan of hot Latina chicks coming up here. No hot more of Latinos. These young, ripped guys. We don't want any more of that.
That's what I want. And trust me, we'll send plenty of our gringos to the border to meet those beautiful
Absolutely.
Latinos.
I'll lead the charge myself.
I'm sick of hearing CNN. It's all kids. I see 95%
no
young
kids.
Guys in brand new tennis shoes and blue jeans walking.
Right.
I don't see any pretty young.
It's
Latinos.
One token lady with a baby carriage, and in that baby carriage is probably the dirty nuclear bomb. You know.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Hey,
no
check those baby
it,
carriages like a Vietnam. The kids are dangerous. And why would someone send CNN a bomb anyway? Nobody even watches CNN. They're terrible and pathetic.
They were just trying to boost their ratings. Brennan ran, I got one at CNN.
Who were they trying to kid? It got into their mail room. That was brought in by Don Lemon, we all know. What weirdo.
And Brennan, the guy ran the CIA, and he admitted
he ran false flags, for God's sakes, in the CIA.
Yeah. He said in the 70s he was a communist, and he voted for the Communist Party. He's the one doing it. It's just incredible, man.
It is.
They know that a giant red wave is coming. Five out of the six states, the swing states already, 10% more Republicans have already voted.
I know.
These Democrats are in panic. Everybody's walking. And no Hispanics and blacks even care about this. They all say the same thing. Some crazy white people sitting around sending out bombs.
Right.
They don't even care. People want jobs. They don't even,
that's right. They want peace and prosperity. Matador, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you, buddy. Folks, this is very serious. Get Paul the closer on the last 2 minutes of the show. Paul, are you there?
Let's go, man. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready for battle. We're ready for war.
Got my gladiator mask and my sword on.
You, me, and Matador. And Nathan. And Ragnar. And the Irish pirate. We'll all head down to the border to meet this invasion force.
Here's the deal. Stop watching all these interviews on TV. They
right.
already have safety from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. They're in Mexico. Build a hut in all the deserts in Mexico. Work the land. Eat your food. You're already safe. You don't need to come here. We don't need you, don't want you.
That's right. We got National enough people. Guard, we have enough traffic.
National Guard, Army, go to the border. They cross, fire the bullets. Look.
I agree.
You know, when Rome got invaded, this is an invasion. When Rome got invaded, they sent the legions to the border and said, if any Gaul crosses, shoot him.
That's right.
This is a country. Without borders, we don't have a country. Without borders, we are just a land and plains that you can stick a flag on. And all they're going to do is take our money that Soros has already given them because they have brand new clothes.
10 seconds, sir.
Brand new sneakers. And they're going to take our money and send it to whom? They said they all got killed. Their families are killed. They have nobody to give the money to, but they're going to send it back anyways.
I agree. Paul, thank you so much, sir. Folks, the Von Wiehant Show, legendary, here every Thursday. We will beat back the Mongol invaders. I shall talk to you next week. Good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect...